What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. Hey, my friends, welcome to episode number 617 here on the podcast. This is another quick tip episode here on the show. And today I want to talk to you about creating leverage in your business. And we're going to talk about it through the context of what I think is the most effective Facebook and Instagram ad strategy today. Now, you've heard me talk about this whole concept of leverage before a lot here on the show. It's one of my favorite words when it comes to growing and scaling your business and working no more than 25 hours a week in your business. Now, we're always talking about leverage with our accelerator members. And I have this t-shirt that I got it from one of the YouTube channels that I frequently watch their videos. And it says, "Health is wealth." And I love that because in this example, in the t-shirt here, like health is the foundation of everything else in life. If we don't have our health, we're not able to do other things that we want to be doing in terms of our personal life and I'm speaking in generalities, right? Like, of course, there's exceptions to this. But if I'm not healthy, I'm not able to hang out with my daughter, Maya, or my business or what have you, right? And so, simple example of leverage. Well, what I want to do here is share with you what is very likely right in front of you, which is a huge leverage point in growing and scaling your business. And that is all roads lead to your email list. All roads lead to your email list. I'm going to do another episode coming, a full-length episode coming up in the show. I'm going to do a deep dive into lead generation. And today I just want to talk about just shortly here, the importance of that. Because I think that it's a topic gets talked about, thrown around a lot, like, oh, you got to grow your email list or, lead gen, right? Well, it really is that important. And for everybody who says like email marketing is dead, only this many, this percentage of people open up your emails or what have you, I have tons of examples that shows that is simply not true. First of all, you own your email list. That sounds funny to say, like you own the people in your email. No, I'm not saying that. You own the list itself, right? You don't own your Facebook group. You don't own your Instagram followers, your TikTok followers, or what have you, right? You own the email list can be exported because they've raised their hand and said, yes, I want to hear from you. You can export that list and take it with you. That is a massive asset that you have available in your business, okay? And it is one of the best ways to have bigger launches, increase your evergreen sales, have bigger promotions, just sell more of your products in general or your coaching programs or your mastermind or whatever it might be, grow your podcast listenership, get more views on your videos, what have you. All starts with the email list. And so when you are thinking, I'm going to share a couple of specific examples here coming up in just a second. When you are thinking about running ads for your business, I really want you to think about in terms of list building, whether that is running, you know, what Facebook calls sales objective, basically conversions objective, right? Sending people to a landing page external to Facebook and getting people to opt in for your lead magnet, or you're running a leads ad where people are doing it, you know, the experience is right within the ad unit itself. The key here is moving people from a platform where they are over to your email list. And on that other episode I'm going to talk about, you know, lead magnets, how to create them and what is the best way to test them out, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not going to dive into that right now. But the point here I want to make is to be building your email list. When you do that, it's giving you a much greater leverage point for making sales. You have an amazing opportunity to build the relationship with people so that they are more likely to take action and purchase whatever it is that you're selling. So the idea here is build your email list and nurture, and then you start making offers to them. You know that if you've run Facebook ads to a webinar or to a video series, whether you're doing something live or evergreen or to a challenge or whatever it might be, costs have gone up. Costs are not what they used to be. And sure, that is in terms of lead magnets and conversion ads in general. But when you are just building your list with ads, it's going to be a lot cheaper than when you're sending people to register for a webinar or a live challenge or whatever it might be. It's going to be cheaper to build your list. Then once they're on your list, you could begin to nurture, build that relationship with them, and then make offers to them. One example, perfect example of this is I was meeting with one of our accelerator members last December at the end of 2021, and we were doing coaching, and this is what the theme was for 2022. All roads lead to the email list. Because I know that everything I'm sharing with you right now to be true. Once you build that email list, number one, again, you own this asset and you get to build that relationship. People are raising their hand and saying, yes, I want this from you and I want to hear from you. And if they don't want to hear from you, they can click that unsubscribe button, right? Not a big deal. So this person, that's what the theme was. They were launching a new program this year, and they had a whole bunch of different products and stuff to be selling. But rather than going from ad directly to a sale or what have you, or ad directly to evergreen webinar, which is what they were considering doing, which they did, it was all roads lead to the email list and then make offers from there. So, perfect example. They started out 2022. Running an ad to an evergreen webinar, and the costs were higher, number one, for the lead, the registration for the webinar. And then number two, the sales were less than what they were hoping for. And so then what was happening was they would start to sprinkle in, if you will, into their emails that they're sending throughout the month, this offer to either go register for this webinar or directly to sale. And they started to notice something really interesting is that more people were taking those actions, signing up for the webinar and also purchasing this evergreen product direct to sale. Now, these were people that were already on the email list. So they took this knowledge and they said, okay, let's test something new. We are going to remove the evergreen, like add to evergreen webinar funnel and just strictly go add to, you know, lead magnet, list building. Okay. And then as they started to do that, and they're in a niche where they get very, very inexpensive leads, they continued to build a list. They started offering this evergreen program a couple times a month to their existing email list. And they noticed this great thing. their sales shot up. They were making way more sales to their existing audience because they had taken the time to nurture and build that relationship with them and then make the offer to them, right? None of this should be earth-shattering to you, right? Build a relationship, they're more likely to purchase from you. It's a warmer audience versus, okay, let's try, you know, when they tried add to Evergreen Webinar, costs were higher and sales weren't as high as they had hoped. Okay. Not only did it increase sales on this Evergreen product, but by building the list, it also affected the rest of the sales in the business because they're selling other things, lots of other things outside of this main offer. And so by building this asset of the email list, now they're building that relationship with them and they can make multiple offers as time goes on. Okay. Here's another example. And this just happened at the time recording this within the last day. So I was speaking to a student and they were spending a couple grand a month on Facebook ads. But as I learned, only about a third of that budget was going towards list building. The rest of it was over to their website or video views or trying to grow the podcast. So the budget was pretty split and not a lot of it was going towards lead generation. So I asked them, I said, well, what is your lead cost when you were running, you know, your lead generation ads? And we'll just say it was less than a dollar. It was very, very good. And so I said, well, what would happen if you removed the traffic ads, removed the video view ads? Because I understand why they were doing it. Some of it wasn't trackable. So I say, well, we have no leverage there because we don't even know if that's working or not. Sure, you're building some retargeting audiences for your ads, but let's tell Facebook exactly what we want. Let's tell Facebook, say, hey, we want leads, right? We want people to join our email list. So what would happen if we took that couple thousand dollars a month ad budget and put it like 100% of that budget towards growing the list at the average CPL that they were already getting? Now we're looking at thousands of new leads per month just from paid, and they also generate a ton of organic leads on the organic side. And so now what that does, because they came to this coaching session with, I want to grow, I want to have a bigger next launch, right? And I want to increase my monthly list building from this number to maybe, I think it was like 30% more. So it wasn't a big jump. And so once I shared this strategy of, well, let's divert this budget into list growth instead of splitting that budget, now we're creating huge leverage because we are, 3Xing the number of leads they're going to generate per month, same exact ad spend. And now their launch is going to be bigger when they do it because they're pulling from, quote unquote, a bigger pool of people, meaning their email list. Their podcast is going to grow because they can introduce specific podcast episodes based on whatever lead magnet somebody downloads. So if you've got a podcast and you're offering a lead magnet, once you deliver that lead magnet in your email series, why not introduce them to your podcast and let them know, hey, you just downloaded this lead magnet. Here are two podcast episodes that dive deeper into this topic. Link one, link two. Now you're growing that podcast while you've also grown your email list. Again, you're building this asset and you're creating massive leverage in your business by having all roads lead to your email list. So I want to challenge you right now. Where are you splitting your attention, splitting your marketing efforts, and trying to do this thing and that thing and this thing? What if you focused on, all right, list growth, because I know that as I grow my email list, which is going to be a whole lot cheaper to do than running ad directly to webinar, to a video series, what have you. I'm not saying don't do that, but you could drastically cut your budget, where your ad budget to those types of events, because you're building your email list, thus a bigger warm audience, and you could take some ad spend and retarget to those people. So when you look at your business, how can you simplify your marketing efforts, having all roads lead to your email list? And that, my friends, will create massive leverage and have a huge ripple effect, snowball effect, in everything else that you're doing in your business in terms of sales, because you've got a bigger pool of people to serve and to speak to and build that relationship with. All right, my friends, thank you, as always, for tuning in today. If you've not yet hit that subscribe button or that follow button in however you're listening to this podcast, please do that. And yes, ratings and reviews for the show over on Apple Podcasts still very much help. I appreciate you, my friend. Until next time, be well. I'll talk to you soon.